Stephen Salita. He was supposed to begin a tenured appointment with the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign this fall. University administration refused to approve the hiring after Salita tweeted in July criticizing Israel's most recent attack on Gaza.
I'm a man who was fired because I condemned Israeli policy in language appropriate to a horrible occasion rather than in the meek platitudes of civility. I prefer moral clarity. After all, there's nothing civil about dead children.
Documents from Freedom of Information Act requests reveal that the decision came after donors to the university communicated their opposition to Salita's hiring because of his politics.
Clearly there was donor pressure, but as Professor Salita himself points out, the amount of money involved was actually quite trivial in terms of a multi-billion dollar institution like the University of Illinois. That the key issue here was whether or not pro-Palestinian voices were going to be allowed in academia.
The university chancellor, Phyllis Wise, tells us that the decision has nothing to do with donor pressures or Salita's political position, and that it's a consequence of his uncivil social media presence. Faculty and lawyers across the country view the chancellor's action as a violation of both academic freedom and First Amendment rights.
From a tenured position at the University of Illinois, is the single most brazen attack on freedom of speech in American universities in my lifetime.
The chancellor's decision hasn't been without consequences. In protest, invited speakers are canceling their speaking engagements, while Salita is pursuing legal action against the university. Navid Zarinal, Press TV, Chicago.